Hello and welcome to an amazing opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, which is designed to help you understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, your influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's also a global educator on a mission to help you master your mind in order to master your life. If you take the time to identify what's highest on your values and you begin to prioritize your life, you'll increase the probability of extending your lifespan. So in this episode, Dr. DeMartini will explain how identifying what's most important to you can actually help you to live a longer and more vitalized life. Before we get started, just know that if you'd love to access the show notes or find any of the links that are mentioned during the presentation, that you can access them in the episode description. And if today is the first time that you're listening to the show, then take the time now to follow us so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode, The Impact of Your Highest Value on Your Longevity. Enjoy.
Today, people are doing many new innovative ideas in order to enhance your longevity. There's all kinds of stem cell research. There's all kinds of nutritional research, biochemical research. And these are fantastic. These are great innovations that have helped us move forward. But you also have a power within you to impact your longevity. And obviously there's things like eating less, caloric restriction, but there's also a psychological component. I'd like to address that. And this is about the impact that living congruently with your highest values has on longevity. That's the real message that I want to share in this particular little presentation. So first of all, each of us have a hierarchy of values, a set of priorities that we live our life by that are fingerprint specific to each of us. This set of values ranges from the thing that's most important to least important, highest in priority to lowest in priority. Whenever we're doing something that is highest in priority, most important, highest in value, thing that's most meaningful and most inspiring, we spontaneously take action on it. We don't need to be motivated. We don't need to extrinsically be stimulated in order to get doing, moving on it. Whenever we do this and we act in accordance with our highest value, the blood glucose and oxygen, according to functional MRIs, moves into the ventral medial prefrontal cortex. Now, this is the executive center. This is where we're most objective, most reasonable, and this is where we are the least amount of volatility or stress. When we're doing lower priorities and lower values, things that are least important, and we're doing things because we think we should be doing those, and we're feeling we're having to do those things, and we're putting out fires, the blood glucose and oxygen goes into the amygdala, which is assigning valency and positive and negative charges to things, and we create drama, and we create distress. Stress is basically the perception of loss of something we're seeking and the perception of gain of something we're trying to avoid. So whenever we live on lower values, we add distress, which you know shortens our longevity. It adds to sickness and illness and, in a sense, disease. But when we live by priority, we live accordance with what's highest on our value, we increase our longevity by being more objective, by being more neutral, by being more resilient, by being more adaptable. Now, what's interesting is the highest value, Aristotle, in his times, in the ancient Greeks, called the telos, which means the end in mind. So whenever you're living according to your chief aim, as Napoleon Hill would call it, the primary objective or the end in mind, the blood glucose and oxygen, because it goes into the forebrain, actually activates the telencephalon. Now, the telos means the end in mind. The telencephalon means the end of the brain. But it also activates in our genetics the telomeres, which are the end, the little caps sitting on the genes. And we find out when we're living in our lower values, the telomeres shorten. And when we live in our highest values, they lengthen. It's also been found that when we're living according to our highest values, we're disciplined, reliable, and focused. We achieve more. We're more certain. We have more belief in ourselves. We have more self-worth. We tend to walk our talk, not limp our life. We tend to wake up our leadership capacity. And the second we achieve something, we want to achieve something greater. So we want to move on to something greater, and we want to expand the space and time horizons, bigger goals and bigger time frames. Our body then, as a result of what we're envisioning and what we're striving for, adapts and lives longer. So Seneca, you measure an individual by their most distant ends, he said, the Roman poet and philosopher. So whenever we're living in our highest values, the telomeres extend and allow us to live longer. When telomeres get shorter, we tend to shorten our lives. They have a lot to do with how many duplications our mitotic divisions can be. We have what is called a Hayflick limit. And the number of cell divisions usually end up about 49 to 52 on most cells. But when we put telomeres back on, and when we're under living by our highest values, we allow that to continue. If we end up shorting the telomeres, they shorten. So we literally have a longer potential for each cell and a longer life if we are living according to our highest values. Now, what's interesting, our highest value is also our ontological identity. I teach a program called the Breakthrough Experience. I've been doing it for 36 years in a few weeks. I've taught it 1,230 times. And what's interesting is when people are living according to their highest values, they identify themselves by that. Like my highest value is teaching, and I identify myself as a teacher. If your highest value is raising beautiful children, you'll identify yourself as a mother. If your highest value is pole vaulting, you'll identify yourself as a pole vaulter. If your highest value is entrepreneurship, you'll identify yourself by that. Your ontological identity revolves around your highest value. Your teleological purpose revolves around your highest value. Your epistemological area of expertise, where you're going to excel intellectually, is around your highest value. So you maximize your potential when you live according to your highest value, which is why I talk about values in every talk I ever do. But what's interesting is that you not only expand your awareness, you all not only become more reasonable and less emotionally volatile, you're not only expanding space and time horizons and giving yourself permission to do something greater, but you're expanding your life because you're having less stress. Your autonomic nervous system is made of parasympathetic and sympathetic sides. And when those are in the state of balance, you increase your longevity. When they're a state of imbalance, you shorten it. And when you're living by your highest value, the cortex affects the hypothalamus and affects the brainstem and affects the autonomics and regulates them and governs them. That's why they call it the executive center, the medial prefrontal cortex. So this center is the integrative center. And when we integrate instead of disintegrate, we live longer. So our longevity has a lot to do with how congruent we are with our highest values, which is our ontological identity. In other words, authenticity. When we're authentic and living according to who we really are and not subordinating to outer authorities and trying to be somebody we're not and doing comparison of ourselves to other people and trying to be somebody we're not and by putting people on pedestals or pits and trying to change us relative to them or change others relative to us and distract and create drama and create judgment. But when we actually are doing what we love and loving what we do with the people that we love and we're living by our highest values, we increase our resilience, adaptability, and longevity. In fact, when they do the heart rate variability studies and they measure the resilience and adaptability, they find out when you're living in your highest values, that is enhanced. It is increased. But the second you are living by the dramas, it does the opposite. It goes down. And you end up shortening your lifespan and creating drama and stress. Remember, stress is the perception of loss of that which you seek and perception of gain of that which you try to avoid. So if you're highly polarized and very valent and very charged emotionally, you are more distressful, you have more fears, you are more likely to age quickly. I think we've all been in a high stress moment and looked in the mirror and looked like, oh my God, we look like we've aged overnight. But if at the same time, if we're in a state of grace, love, inspiration, enthusiasm, certainty, and presence, and we're poised and present and purposeful and prioritized and patient and productive and empowered, we tend to have a longer life. So that's why I tell people in my Breakthrough Experience program and in every talk that I do, it's so important to know what your highest value is. That's why I have on my website, drdmartini.com, determine your value section, So you can go through and take 30 minutes of your time to identify what is that highest value, so you can start prioritizing your life and living, in a sense, more congruently and with more longevity. You have more vitality. Your vitality in life is directly proportional to the vividness of your vision. And when you're living by your highest value, you end up with more clear vision. You have less noise and emotional drama that's distorting and clouding the clarity of what you would love to do in life. So if you want to increase your longevity, you can do all kinds of things, nutrition, you can do all kinds of stem cell procedures, you can do all kinds of things that are external, that require external things, or you can take command internally by taking command of your life. I am more focused on those forms, not that the other don't have value, but I want to give you your power back. And I don't want you to be dependent so much on things on the outside. I want you to have the power within. I said in the movie The Secret many years ago, when the voice and the vision on the inside is louder than all opinions on the outside, you've begun to master your life. Well, you have the capacity to allow your inner authentic self to dictate your destiny. You can live by design, not duty. You can prioritize your life. And because if you don't prioritize your life, if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that really inspire you, which increases your longevity, your day is going to fill up with low priority distractions that don't, that's going to shorten it. Because nobody's getting up in the morning and dedicating their life to your fulfillment. So if you're not designing your own life and living by priority and sticking to what's most meaningful and inspiring, everybody's going to project their expectations on you. You're going to be distracted. You're going to have difficulty saying no to them. You're going to end up adding more, you might say, chronic fatigue syndrome type of activities into your life, drain you instead of actually envision and revitalize you. So I really believe that if you take the time to identify what's highest on your value and prioritize your life, delegating lower priority things, and getting into the objective executive center function and integrate and increase the telencephalon, because you're living by your telos, you'll increase your telomeres and you'll increase your longevity.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
So I just wanted to take a few moments to discuss with that, because that's something you can do starting today. You don't require any economics to do that. It just requires you being authentic. You know, we all want to be loved for who we are, and who we are is that. You know, if I try to be somebody I'm not and try to fit into everybody else, we've all been in a situation where we've been infatuated with somebody, a new relationship, and sacrificed what was normally important to us to do and fit in them because we feared the loss of them. And so we sacrificed ourselves for them altruistically. And eventually we got resentment because we weren't being authentic. Anytime you're not authentic, you're designed to create drama to try to get you back to authenticity. So really what's going on, all the signs and symptoms of your body and your society and your relationships and your business are really feedback mechanisms guiding you to this highest priority, this highest value, this authentic self, this ontological identity. And if you follow it and you live by it, you get rewarded. A longer life, a more vital life, less drama, less stress, less illness, and more productivity and profitability and many other things. I could go on for days on this. So just wanted to take a few moments to share with you that if you want to impact living and your longevity, just basically take the time to prioritize your day. Fill your day with the highest priority things. Live congruently with what you value most, and it makes a difference. You can feel it. Anytime you go in a day and you've lived by the highest priority and you lived and knocked out the agenda according to priority, you come home, you can handle anything. But if you've been putting out fires all day long and you're highly stressed and you're, you know, never got around to the really high priority things and you go, whoa, what a day, a hell of a day. You come home and you're going to be an emotional, reactive individual. And that's because life gives you feedback when you're not authentic. It's trying its best to get you back to being yourself. You want to be loved and appreciated for that, then be it. You know, as long as we judge things on the outside and therefore indirectly judge things on our inside and live inauthentically, we're going to age and we're going to shorten our life. But when we start to love others around us because they're reflections of us and all we're seeing is our projections, and love ourselves and live by priority and give ourselves permission to do that, we increase the telomeres in our genes, we increase the telencephalon function, and we increase our telos. And this is what Aristotle was saying in his times, even though neuroscience has added a lot to it. And so is chemistry and all our other studies now confirm this. So just wanted to take a few moments to share with you that you have the power within you to make a difference and to add to your life. I always call it adding years to life and life to years by prioritizing your life and being authentic.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.